A federal appeals court has put on hold the scheduled execution of a Texas man whose lawyers say he is too severely mentally ill to be put to death. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted a reprieve less than 8 hours before Scott Panetti was set to receive a lethal injection tonight. Panetti was sentenced to death for fatally shooting his estranged wife's parents. That was 22 years ago. We're going to hear from one of his lawyers in a moment, but first let's bring in NPR's Wade Goodwin. Wade, what did the Fifth Circuit Court, which just ruled this morning, say as it granted this reprieve?
Well, it was a very brief and direct order, which said there are, you know, this is the late arriving appeal here. There are many complicated legal questions, and we're going to stay this execution while we take these up.
And the stay is for how long?
Well, I think the stay is while the court takes a look at the case. I mean, right now in front of the court is a question of whether Scott Panetti should have a psychological examination. He hasn't been examined by the court in 7 years. And in 2007, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the Panetti case that if the condemned man doesn't understand why he's being executed, then you can't execute him.
If he doesn't understand why, and in this case, I guess the question, and we'll find out from his lawyer what she's saying that he says about this, but specifically the Supreme Court says what about putting the mentally ill to death?
Well, I mean, I think this is the evolving standard that the courts are trying to come up with. Panetti was allowed to serve as his own lawyer during his trial, and by all accounts, it was a complete farce. He tried to call Jesus and the Pope and John F. Kennedy to the stand. He spoke gibberish. He got on the stand and in his own defense testified by saying, boom, boom, blood, blood. I mean, this was a man who never should have been allowed to act as his own lawyer, and at times, you know, he approached the jury box and actually kind of menaced the jury with his crazy antics. And some of the jurors said afterwards that if he'd been represented by a lawyer, they doubt they would have sentenced Panetti to death. But they felt pretty threatened by him.
And he was, in that case, representing himself. Given the way he acted in court, did the Texas court system feel that he was faking it, or that he actually knew what he was doing, because his actions were so bizarre? One wonders what went through the minds of those who were observing.
Well, I mean, Panetti has been institutionalized more than a dozen times before he committed the murders. So the idea that this man is not severely mentally ill, you can't really make that case. The state did say that they thought he was exaggerating his mental illness, but there's really been no question that this is a mentally ill man.
Okay, thank you very much. NPR's Wade Goodwin, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
We're going to turn now to Catherine Case, who's executive director of Texas Defender Services and one of Scott Panetti's lawyers. Catherine, your reaction to this news of the stay of execution today is what?
We're grateful that cooler legal minds have prevailed on the Fifth Circuit and that the court is going to take a closer look at Scott Panetti's competence to be executed.
So in that time, however long the stay lasts, what are you going to be asking them to do specifically regarding getting a closer look? What do you want them to see?
First, we want them to uphold Scott Panetti's right to be competent when executed. And, you know, the law is clear that right doesn't attach until an execution date is set. So there has to be time when an execution date is set to actually investigate and litigate that issue. That's number one.
Let me stop you there. Does that mean that he would be going on medication, which apparently he is now not taking for schizophrenia?
No. First, we're talking about evaluating him. First, we're talking about having forensic mental health experts in to evaluate him.
Which hasn't happened in 7 years.
Correct. And then the court has indicated it wants to, but before we get to that, the court says it wants to set a briefing schedule. Apparently, it sees important legal issues that have been raised by the rush to execution here, and it wants oral argument. And we are in favor of that as well. We think a careful review of the issues surrounding Scott Panetti's competence is warranted. We also think that this is the first step in a process that will demonstrate he is too severely mentally ill to be executed.
And how do you expect that you'll be able to make this point now, since you haven't made it during the time that he's been on death row, which has been how long?
He's been on death row for going on 20 years. And I think that part of the process is us showing, as I think the general public certainly understands, that you can't just look at one moment in time and say, okay, you know, he sounds rational about, you know, football, so therefore he's rational about all things. I mean, the competence to be executed question is very clearly focused on why do you think that the state is punishing you and what do you really truly believe? And here, he really truly believes, as a product of his mental illness, that the state wants to kill him for preaching the gospel.
And that's what he's told the attorney who's working with you, who saw him when, just yesterday?
Yes, he has told this to me as well. I mean, he is delusional about his interactions with the Texas criminal justice system. This isn't new. You know, this isn't a product of some you know, late arriving you know, fantasy on his part. This is consistent with how Scott Panetti has acted in the years that, you know, he's had paranoid schizophrenia and these religious delusions.
At this point, would you argue, and is it your role to argue for medication for your client right now, Mr. Panetti, understanding that medication could ultimately help make him more competent for execution?
The issue before us, in terms of the competence to be executed, is as he is now. And so as he is now, he is unmedicated and he is incompetent.
And would you argue then for treatment for this man at this point?
The Texas system does not have a statute that allows for medication.
Do you know if your client, Mr. Panetti, knows that his execution tonight, scheduled for tonight, has now been stayed?
Yes.
And what was his reaction?
His family informed him. So I am aware that his family is grateful and relieved.
All right. Thank you for speaking with us. Catherine Case, Executive Director of Texas Defender Services, and one of Scott Panetti's lawyers. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.